Did y'all ever think you were gonna hear this voice again?
Oh my god.
Bruh, I'm so tired. Like, holy fuck. It is Wednesday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Oh my god, bruh. I literally woke up from like the best nap of the year. And I'm so fucking tired. And like, the thing is, I wanted to record today. Oh my god, there's plastic on the floor. I was gonna record today, but I wasn't gonna record now. But like, all I've been doing is sleeping. So I'm like, bruh, like, come on now. Come on, like, I need to do something. So I decided, you know what? Let me fucking record. So, welcome back to Whatever's On, you know, the podcast. Well, I just talk about whatever's on my fuck. I talk about whatever's on my mind, whatever's going on, whatever I feel like. There's nothing really, you know, just another day, just another night. But welcome. If you are a new listener, welcome to the pod. If you are a recurring one, then you already know the gist. You know how we do it here. But yeah, this is the intro. I don't want to say anything too long before, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a joke, but nothing's coming out. But yeah, welcome y'all boys, y'all girls, everybody, grannies, mothers, dads, gardeners, maids. I don't know who's listening to this. Bro, I don't know if it's just me. Like, I don't know if it's like my voice, if it's the mic, if it's like what. But every time I record, I listen back, I always feel as if I'm not talking loud enough. So I don't know, maybe I'm not close to the mic or I'm not speaking loud enough. But like, oh my god, I have to speak up, bro. I don't know why I keep yawning. Bro, there is so much to say. So much. Like, the last time I recorded was in November. Right, it's February. I have so much to say. And I know it's like 4 months, bro. I know. Okay, you don't even have to tell me. Like, I don't want to say I'm trying because I feel like I always say that. And it's like 4 months later. Here's the episode. Oh my fucking god. This is the first episode of the year, bro. Oh my god, guys. Happy New Year. Like, I'm so late at this point. But there's so much, obviously, that's happened from then till now. With me and like just social media and shit like that. So, you know, we're gonna talk about it, you know, like there's actually a lot and I have a list. So let me listen back, bro. I don't know why I keep yawning. Okay, it's not that bad. If it's not that loud, obviously you're gonna turn up your volume, but I'm obviously going to enhance the audio quality, so it's probably gonna be better by the time you're hearing this. But greetings y'all, whoever's listening to this. But yeah, there's a lot, bro. Today is Wednesday. It's a school day. So in case you didn't know, I went to a new school. I'm in a new school. We're gonna talk about that. Holy fucking shit, do I hate it. I don't necessarily hate I hate it. Well, you know, schools have everything, not just schools, like everything has its advantages, disadvantages, you know, it has its perks. So like, for me to say, yeah, I know I hate the school, it's like, well, I like things also, but I hate things also. Just like with my previous school. So we're going to talk about that. I have a lot to say about that school. Like, just, I have stories already. I literally got into a fight. Not a fight, but an argument with the principal, bruh. The teacher, the receptionist, like, bruh. There's a lot to say. Yeah. But let's talk about today first. So today is Valentine's Day. And what the fuck, bro? Okay, like, it doesn't even feel like Valentine's Day, though, to be honest with y'all. Sorry, I got a message. Now I'm distracted. This is why I called me on my phone. Huh? Shit written down. That's why. I promise. Oh, sorry. Like, I don't know why I keep you on it, bro. Today's Valentine's Day, right? And literally, bro, I feel like with me personally, the people that I talk to, they were talking about Valentine's Day, like, before February even started. Like, that's why it was like, I feel like, I don't know, this year, Valentine's Day, I guess I don't have, I do, but, like, I don't have, like, friends that are, like, with me. I don't have friends that I, like, talk to like that, that are, like, what the fuck? I don't have friends that, I don't know, what I'm trying to say is, I haven't really spoken about Valentine's Day like that, you know? And let me tell y'all this and this. Let me tell y'all this now, whatever, what was this and this? Listen, to all the single people out there, y'all need to stop hating on Valentine's Day. No, y'all need to stop hating on couples in general. Because listen, I'm single, but you don't see me being like, oh, fuck Valentine's Day. Oh, like, fuck every couple, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I swear to God, bro, almost every single person is hating on couples. And it's like, bro, hating on couples is not going to get you a girl. Hating on couples is not going to get you a man. Like, what are we doing? I get it. Y'all want to be in relationships. Y'all envy these couples. But you have to stop. Like, it's irritating. I'll be on TikTok. I'll just be in real life. People are just hating on Valentine's Day. And it's like, bro, relax. Oh, my God. Like, relax, bro. This trend of hating on couples, and now it's Valentine's Day, it's like specifically like Valentine's Day couples, it's like, bro, just calm the fuck down, like Jesus, you know, like, oh my God, bro, like, what? I don't even know why it's becoming a thing. Like, I'm not even in a relationship, and I don't hate any couple I see, like, y'all do you, but it's like, y'all single folks just hate Valentine's Day because you don't have a Valentine's, and it's like, whose fault is it that you're single other than you? But then again, being single is better than being in a relationship if you're not getting treated right. If the people you were talking to were, like, good people, you would be in a relationship. So whose fault is that? Like, I just had to say that because that shit's annoying as fuck, bro. Like, I don't know why it's becoming a trend to, like, hate on Valentine's Day. And it's like, bro, it's really not that deep. It's really not that deep, bro. Like, I don't know why. Like, even if you just scroll on TikTok, it's a trend to hate on Valentine's Day. It's a trend to hate on couples. And it's like, just shush. Like, bro, find yourself a man. Find yourself a girl. Move on with life. Like, damn. Hating is not gonna get you in a relationship. But on the topic of Valentine's Day, I saw one of my friends, like, okay, we're still in school, right? So they had, like, a little Valentine's Day proposal. I was like, ooh. Okay, so basically, so I left my old school. So, last year, every school story that I told was about my old school. We're in a new school. So, that's fun. I don't know if I should come up with a code name for my old school to make it a lot easier. Just, I can't be saying old school, new school, old school. So hold up, I'm gonna have a whiteboard. I'm gonna write down a code name, because obviously I'm not gonna say the real name, what the fuck. So my old school's code name is gonna be, I don't even know, let's just call it Blue High. Yes, hopefully there's not a school called that, because that'll be weird as hell. So it's Blue High. That's the name of my old school, right? And then the code name for my new school will be, shit. It'll be, Ultra School. I don't know. Okay. I don't even, don't ask questions. Just shut up. Okay. Ultra School. So Blue High, my old school, Ultra School, my new school. You get the code names in your head. Okay, bet. So, I'm scrolling on Insta on my spam account. Dostlover. Follow me on my Instagram. Dostlover. Okay, wait. On that, no way. Like, okay, so listen. Before I even get further into the story, I have two spam accounts. The one is the Dostlover one, and the other one is Big Baller Debbie. Now, me personally, I'm gonna deactivate Dostlover. Like, the thing is, I don't like posting there. Like, I don't like the people who are on there. I just post on there so that the people who are on there don't unfollow. But it's like, I don't really give a fuck if you unfollow. I deactivate that account all the time. The account was deactivated, but I only reactivated it when, I'll get into it, but there was a soccer match. Well, a soccer tournament. And then I had reactivated it because Nigeria was playing, and you know, I had to troll and shit like that. So obviously I'll talk about that later in the episode. But as I always say, let me say this now before I forget. In case you didn't know, in case you knew and you forgot, there's timestamps in the description. So if I ever happen to talk about something that you don't like, or you want to listen to something else or whatnot, you can just scroll through the description. If you listen on Spotify, the timestamps will be already like there. You can go look for what you want to listen to. So yeah, I try and say in every episode. But in case I didn't in another episode, just know that you should just go look for them. But anyways, you can always look through there if you wanna find something else you wanna listen to. But anyways, back to the story. No, back to my spam. So yeah, I deactivated it and I need to wait like I think 2 days. Like, you know, on IG, when you deactivate your account and then you reactivate it, you have to wait I think a week before you can deactivate it again. So once a week is over, I'm gonna deactivate it. So I don't really want to plug that spam account. So I think I'm gonna plug Big Baller Debbie. I don't know. Shit, it's up to y'all, honestly. But anyways, I'm scrolling on my spam, right? And I see a picture of this girl from Blue High. And it's like a picture of her holding flowers, a teddy bear. I was like, ooh. Someone proposed to her for Valentine's, and I'm like, bruh, oh my god. And then while I'm because I still follow my friends from my previous school, and not just friends, like just people from my previous school in general, I still follow their friends, and I saw the video, and it's this guy, and he like not proposed to her, but you know, he had like a Valentine's Day low propose type thing. Yeah, the teddy bear had flowers, gave it to her, and I was so happy, like, oh my god. Because, like, this girl, I'm not gonna say her name, of course, but she's such a sweetheart, like, I love her so much. Like, she's just so sweet. You ever have a sweet friend or, like, a sweet person, it's like, I want nobody to ever hurt her. Like, she's such a sweetheart, she's so nice to everybody, and it's like, oh my god, bro, you are so nice. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing in this generation of fucked up people, but you're just so nice. Oh my god, like, bless her soul, bless her soul. That's what I've been saying now recently when I just see someone so nice. I'm like, bless your soul, and hopefully their soul gets blessed. But yeah, I don't know why I got into getting that, but that was so cute, like, wow. But I think that's all I really have to say about Valentine's Day. Like, fuck that. Like, not fuck Valentine's Day, because that'll be hypocritical as fuck, because I was talking about, like, how people say, like, you know what I'm saying about Valentine's. So, like, I don't care, I'm just saying, like, it was so cute. But anyway, talking about Valentine's Day, you want to know what my school didn't do? That was have a Valentine's Day proposal. My new school. Basic as fuck. Like, bro, the thing is, with my new school, is I have so much to say about it, and I have so many stories about it, that it's like, I don't know if I should talk about it now, or like, wait till the end, because I have a lot to talk about. But of course, if it ends up being too long, then I'm not gonna say everything in one episode, I'll just continue in the next episode. So, that's what I was saying, like, when I say, like, I want to post every week, it's like, do I have things to talk about every week? The reason why there's a lot to talk about is because I haven't recorded in a long time. So it's like, if I have things to talk about in another, for like next week and then the following weeks, then of course I'll make an episode. But if there's nothing to talk about, then I have nothing to, like, you see what I'm saying? So y'all also have to help me out. You can, I know if you listen on Spotify, you know, Spotify has that place where you can write an answer down and you can just write what you want me to talk about, or you can just DM me somewhere or something. I don't know. The podcast has let me not check now. I don't fuck. The podcast has a, what's this thing called? A Twitter, but I don't use it. Because, like, when I was using it, like, there was barely any notifications, and it's like, I don't even use Twitter like that. So, I don't know where you guys can, like, I don't give a fuck. Y'all will figure it out if you really want me to talk about something, or if you want me to advise you on something. I'm just a big brain. I'm a big bowler. But, let me think, like, the school, my new school, there's a lot, because, like, there's a lot, bruh. Do I want to talk about it now? I don't know. Do I talk about it? Bro, y'all don't understand, like, when I say there's a lot, it's like, there's a lot to talk about. This is tough, bro. This is tough. Okay, you know what, I don't even know. Okay, yeah, I know. I have a list of, like, shit to talk about, so I'll just go down the list so that way it doesn't confuse me. Because I think, like, my new school is, like, third on the list. So, I'll talk to it when I get to that point of the list. So the first thing, right? Okay, let's get into some social media drama, social media shit, whatnot. So, y'all need to understand that I am recording this on the 14th of Feb. and I haven't recorded since then. So you need to know that some of the things that I'm going to talk about may have happened like maybe like a week ago or like 2 weeks ago. But it's like, because I'm only recording an episode now, I'm still going to talk about it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to talk about things that are too old. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, like, okay, so wait, I want to write something now because I want to talk about the Grammys. I just thought about that now. I'm surprised I don't even have a list of that. I want to talk about the motherfucking Grammys. I don't have much to say because I didn't even watch it. But I just know there's like a few controversial things that happened there. So I wrote that down. Okay. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about, right? I don't know if y'all are familiar with the name Emily Willis. You know what I'm saying? If you know her, you know her. If you don't, you don't. So now, before I even, like, continue talking, I want to say something, right? So, if you know Emily Willis, right, you're gonna know what I'm saying. But for those who don't know, Emily Willis is an adult star, right? So, I want to put it out there. I did not know her as an adult star. When I first found out about her, so I used to watch like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, you know, and Jake Paul had made a video with her. And he also made a video with like Riley Reid, and he also, yeah, I made a video with Riley Reid. Why is her name like a tongue twister? He made a video with, not on the same day, but like he's made videos with them. And back, it was like years ago, like, and I used to watch him. So I just want to put it out there, because like I found out that she's an adult star. I just want to say, like, I don't want y'all to think, like, oh, you know her. Like, I'm putting that shit right now on God, bro. I first found out about her from Jake Paul. Riley Reid, I found out about... Bro, I'm done. These tongue twisters, bro. I found out about Emily Willis from Jake Paul. If you don't believe, just, I don't know, search Jake Paul and Emily Willis. You'll see, like, videos from years ago or something. And, like, she's beautiful, you know? And you know me, when I see a beautiful woman, I have to, like, admire her. You get what I'm saying? So, basically, now that you know that, Emily Willis was hospitalized after an OD. So, you see, the thing is, I didn't even do my research, right? I just kind of, like, found out, and I was like, oh, my God. You see, like, I didn't even do my research. So, the thing is, like, I wasn't even going to talk about it at first, because it's, like, who... Like, I don't want to say who gives a fuck, but, like, I don't know. I don't really find it any, like... What am I gonna say? Like, oh, she had an OD. Like, there's nothing to really say about it. So then, sorry, I go on the comments of that post, and the comments were what made me be like, bruh, I have to talk about this. A girl had an OD, and the comments are posting memes. What the fuck, bruh? What? Bro, huh? Are y'all like, because the thing is, like, because she is an adult star, and I get that, it's like, oh my god, but it's like, she's a fucking person. Like, I remember the person who made the post, she was like talking about how no one in the comments has any empathy, and it's like, bro, she had an OD, and they like making memes because she's an adult star. It's like, oh my god, like, what am I gonna watch now? Oh my god, finally, oh my god, and all these memes, and it's like, bro, she had an OD, for fuck's sake, like, what? That's crazy, bro. Y'all have no sort of like, I don't even know, compassion, like, no sense of dignity. Okay, not dignity, I meant to say decency. But it's like, bro, what? I get it, you know, like, her choice of, you know, work is not, like, you know, the most favorable by people, but it's like, she's still a person. Like, no, like, come on, guys. Like, what do we do now? Come on now. Should I check now if she's fine? Does she have an Insta? I don't follow her. Because, like, when I first saw it, when I wrote it down, it was, like, oh, my God, it was a week ago. Like, literally, like, the 7th of Feb, last week. So, I don't know if she's still in the hospital, if she's fine. So, I'm going to search her up right now. I don't even know if she has an IG. What if she has an IG and it's not, shit. I searched her name up. I don't know. Oh, no, I did spell it correctly. Yeah, no, I don't see her IG popping up. And I'm not about to Google that, so... You can look it up yourself, see if she's still in the hospital or not. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. Like, if you're one of the people who, like, made a comment, y'all need to just do better, honestly. Y'all need to I don't want to say get a life, but y'all need to really, like... y'all need to, like, I don't even know, right? Y'all need to do something with yourselves. But anyways, moving the fuck on. on that note, with adult stars and, like, you know, 18 plus, did y'all see Drake? Like, did y'all see Drake's leak? Like, I know, bruh, this thing was, like, a trend, like, what, a week ago? But like I said, I didn't record an episode a week ago, so I'll fucking talk about it now. The fuck? But, like, did y'all see Drake? If there's anyone who did not see the video, I don't even know how to say it. Like, I don't know if it is Drake or not. It looks like Drake. It has Drake's, like, iconic braiding hairstyle, whatnot. But it's a video of Drake dangling. He's dangling, you know. Yeah. See, we family friendly over here, okay? I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, y'all were glazing. Like, I don't even use the word glazed, but that's the only word that I can think of to describe the whole Drake situation. Like, y'all were glazing. So if you don't know what glazing means, glazing kind of means dick riding. And dick riding kind of means, like, okay, now you know what that means. Glazing is kind of like a new one. Also about that, why are we making, like, new slangs for everything, bruh? Glazing and dick riding are basically the same thing. They basically mean the same thing. I mean, they have, like a 2% difference in the meaning, but they, like, kind of the same thing. So, yeah, y'all just coming up with, I literally talked to this guy. He's not he's just, like, a guy friend. And I said, this guy just, like, every day, he's, like, having gangster, I literally told him that he has to explain his slangs, because he always talks with, like, he just says slangs, and it's, like, he will just be talking, and it's, like, yeah, I agree, PMI. And it's, like, what the fuck is PMI? Like, I swear to God, there's a new slang every day. Yesterday, when we were talking, I called him a hater, right? And he's, like, I'ma eat this. And then he, like, sends a voice note explaining, like, oh, I'ma eat this basically means, like, I'ma just let it slide or some shit like that. I don't even remember. And I'm like, bruh, like, do we need slang for everything? Like, oh my God, I didn't even mean to talk about that. But, like, that thing is just so annoying. It's like, every day, it's like, what does this mean? Urban Dictionary, what does this mean? And it's like, a new slang for every single word. And it's like, I'm pretty sure, like, we don't need a new slang word for every single word. Like, I don't think that's really necessary. I don't know what that is. Wait, I need to sit. In case y'all didn't know, I'm home alone right now. And I'm not wearing any pants. So I put a paper on top of my chair. Cause, okay, let's get into TMI. Anyways. What did I talk about? Yeah. I don't really know what to say about Drake's leak. Because now that it's kind of, like, blown over, it's like, what is there to say? But, like, it was kind of crazy. Because I've never had a guy send, like, okay, how do I say this? I have seen nudes before, right? And listen, I think I don't know if I made an episode or not. I don't like nudes. Don't like sending it. Don't like receiving it. I don't think I've received or sent a nude in, like, I don't even know. Like, on God, like, I don't even know when. So I've never had, like, usually when a guy sends, like, a nude, it's like, I remember, yeah, I made an episode where it was, like, nudes, and it was, like, comparing, like, how easy it is for girls to take nudes versus guys. And I was saying, like, with guys, it's so much easier because y'all just lay there and take a video. But with girls, you have to be, like, posted up and blah, 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 blah. And it's, like, Drake's nude. It's, like, bruh, he, I don't even know. Like, it's so confusing to me because now that I even think about it, who the fuck leaked the nude? That's the thing that's, like, confusing because it's like, I'm gonna assume that he was sending it to a female. Because I'm not gonna assume he was sending it to someone else. I'm assuming, I don't know who, but I'm assuming it was a female. And so now the question is, who did he send it to that leaked it? Or who did he send it to that sent it to someone else? And that person's like, how the fuck does leak... Bro. I don't even know. Like, so many questions, zero answers. Let's not even do all that. But yeah, if y'all didn't see it, I suggest you don't look it up. I mean, shit, it's nothing really special. It's just a nude video. So, what? I don't know. Fuck. So, the third thing on my list, like I said earlier, was my new school. And I don't know if I should get it, bro. Now that I think about it, it's a lot. Like, shit, it's a lot to talk about. Oh my God. You know what? I paused for a second. You know what? Let me just talk about this. I'm tired, bro. It's so hot. That's another thing. Like, bro, why is it so hot? A lot of my, half, not a lot, but majority of my viewers are from United States. So I was trying to like see if I should tell you all the weather, but then I realized like so for where I stay, which in case you did not know, it's South Africa. We measure oh my God, Cape Town is so cold. Not cold, but it's so okay. Sorry, I'm checking my weather's app. The thing is, what was I gonna say? We measure temperature in Celsius, and y'all Americans measure temperature in Fahrenheit. So I was just thinking, if I were to say what the temperature would be, y'all wouldn't know. So I'm thinking like how I have to like convert my dist my temperature into Fahrenheit so y'all Americans understand. Because if an American told me like it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, is that hot? Is that cold? Like I wouldn't know. But y'all Americans know that, so I don't know. So anyways, I don't know why I have Cape Town's weather on my phone. What the fuck? I've never been there before. Okay, shut up. I hope no one that knows me personally is listening to this on call because that's gonna be weird. But anyways, today's temperature. What the hell? Oh, I thought it was I saw 40. I was like, hell nah. But it's so hot, bro. Today's weather is 31 degrees Celsius. So if you are American, you probably don't know if that's hot or cold. That's hot as fuck. Hey Siri,
Yeah.
what is 31 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit? Hold up. Why the fuck is she not talking? Okay, but anyways, she said it is 87.8 degrees Fahrenheit. So hopefully that gives you Americans a little. I want Siri to talk. Like, I don't know. Oh, my phone's on silent mode. Is that the reason why? Hey Siri. What is. Fuck, now I forgot. Shit. Okay, let me turn my volume up. What is. Oh, fuck. Hey Siri.
Yeah.
What is 31 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
31 degrees Celsius is 87.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so that means she wasn't talking because my phone was in silent mode. But yes, I keep my phone in silent. I have my phone on D&D and silent mode because I don't need. Bruh. I don't want to receive one message. There's nothing on my phone that's important. Like, literally. I don't think my phone's ever gonna get off D&D, bruh. Ever. So if there's anyone who wants to tell me anything important, like, shit, I don't know, y'all gonna have to find a way. But there's nothing that important, to be honest. But yeah, it's hot as fuck. You know, it's hot, bruh. Like, I didn't go to school today. I think that's the reason why I took like a nap. Oh my God, it's just like so hot, bro. It is so hot, and it's hot inside. I literally closed my blinds, everything. I have the fan on, and it's hot inside. So I'm just thinking, how hot do you think it is outside? Like, oh my God. But on that note, I was like, I just need to swim. I wrote that out because I want to talk about a party that's coming up. I have so much to talk about. Okay, anyways, let me talk about this dumbass new school. Okay, so I'm in a new school. Okay, wait, what? Hold up. Okay, so I was reading something. So I'm in a new school. The code name is Ultra School, right? This school, I don't even know where to begin. This is why I was avoiding to talk about it, because, like, I don't even know where to begin. I have so much to say, bruh. Okay. This school is just so fucking different. I don't want to waste time talking about the school, because, to be honest, I don't care. I'm planning on leaving, like, next term. So next term is like next semester. Watch, I don't even know, bro. You see, I'm trying to compromise with y'all Americans and speak in the language y'all understand. Y'all call it semesters, we call it term. So next term, I wanna leave school, cause that school I just can't do it. The school is absurd. I don't even use that word, but that's the only word I can use to think of how I feel. But basically, the school is online, but you still go in person. I know, what the fuck, bro? I know there's probably schools like that. But this was my first time going to an online school. And then I still had to go to in-person school. And then, bro, the school is just crazy. So anyways, yeah, everything is online. Like, there's genuinely no reason to go to school. because everything's online. Like, I could go online right now, go on the website. Like, I already have it on both my phones. I have it on my laptop. Like, I have everything. And it's like, I can just go and start working from home. Tests. Like, not tests, but, like, sometimes you have, like, quizzes and you have assessments. I can submit it from home. Everything I can do from home. Like, there's literally no need to go to school. So, because of this, I never understand why. The reason why I say this is because my school is so strict on my absentees. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Y'all are online, for fuck's sake. Like, bro, oh my God, I have so much to say about that school, bro. Y'all don't even understand. Like, y'all don't understand. Oh my God. God, bro. Okay. I need to write down a new set of code names. So in my school, right, I have two teachers in my, this is so hard. I don't want to explain the school, how the school works, because who gives a fuck, but I feel like I have to give a little bit of context. So in my school, right, in my class, okay, I also need to say that my classroom is grade 8 to 12 in one classroom, and in total 22, if I'm not mistaken, 22. Like, it's a small ass school, bro. There's literally from grade 8s and 12s are all in one classroom, and in total we're 22. There's one grade 12 in the whole school. I don't know how many grade 11s there are. I don't know how many grade, I don't know how, like, who's what, but in total from grade 8 to 12 we're 22, if I'm not mistaken. So sad. But anyways, in my classroom, oh my fucking God, I just knocked down my mousse and my hair cream with my whiteboard. But in my class, right, I have two teachers, a female and a male. So I'm trying to think of the code name. So the female, this is my enemy of the school. So her code name is gonna be, her actual name is a guy's name. So it's kind of confusing now that I think about it. Because now I'm thinking, should my code name be a guy's name or a girl's name? But then if it's a guy name, you're all gonna confuse it for a guy, and it's like, nah. I wish I could just say her name, like, but I don't want to do that. That's kind of fucked up. But let me think of her name. I'll call her Emily. Such a basic name. And then the other, so I have a female and a male, right? So the female's code name is Emily, and then the guy's name is gonna be Jake. I don't know, okay? So Jake and Emily, my two teachers, right? So I will forever regret this, right? On the first day, or like the first 2 days, I don't know, some day in the first week of school, Mrs. Emily asked me for my parents' number, and I gave it to her. Little did I know this would have been the biggest mistake I made from school. Mrs. Emily feels the need to skedaddle to my mother about any and everything that happens at school. Like, holy fucking shit, bro. Like, it's honestly annoying, because, bro, I have so much to say, bro. Okay, like, I don't even know where to begin. Okay, I have a lot to say. Let me write it down, because there's just actually like a shit ton of things to talk about. Okay, hold up. Okay, so I have like a semi-tiny list. There's a lot to say. Okay, wait, this guy, bro. I keep responding to this text, and it's like message from this person, and it keeps like, we're trying to make plans for Saturday, and it's like, bro, shut up. Like, I hate responding messages when I'm doing a podcast, because I get distracted. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so the first, oh, that scared the hell out of me. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna talk about is absentees. So obviously, you know, every school has its little set of rules, whatnot. So like I said, this school is online. I can work from home. Now, who wouldn't want to do that? Like, I can work from home. So, you know, even in my old school, I'm a student, right? And this is something that I feel like only students understand. I need a break. Okay, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, I need a break. Okay? And if I need a break, I'm gonna give myself a break. And there's not a damn person in that school that's gonna tell me otherwise. Like, Mrs. Emily. I'm not even gonna say Miss all the time. Sometimes I'll just plainly say Emily. So just know I'm talking about my teacher. Emily feels the need, like, I don't know what it is. She feels like she's the boss. Like, I don't know. She feels like she's the boss. And it's kind of confusing for me because it's like, bro, you can be the boss of your life, but you can't be the boss of my life. Like, lady, calm the fuck down. Like, Emily over here. Like, I go to school, right? At first, what I was doing was I would go to school today and not go the next day. I would go every second day. So I would go today, not go tomorrow, go today, not go tomorrow, go today, not go tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And then Miss Emily caught on to my little schedule, I guess you could say. And she was like, no, you're not allowed. She sent a message to my mom. That's the other thing that I don't like. The fact that they talk to everybody except me about an issue. Like, are y'all that pussy? Like, what? But, yeah, she was like, no, this thing, I'm not going today and going tomorrow. It's not, blah, 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 blah. And when she said this, I'm confused because, okay, so number one, as y'all know, I was diagnosed with depression, whatever, fuck off. And then I was admitted to a psychiatric hospital, fuck off, whatever, okay. So my point is, this is what works for me, okay? And not a damn person is gonna tell me otherwise. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I genuinely don't. Like, that's why today, I'm at home. And I'm gonna stay at home tomorrow if I want to. And I'm gonna stay home on Friday if I want to, too. Like, I'm not going to, but if I wanted to, I will. And the thing with Miss Emily, it's a thing like, bro, listen to me. I'm not even trying to be like, yeah, I was diagnosed with depression. That's the reason. Fuck that. As a student, if any of y'all, not even as a student, as a person, if you ever need to, like, just take a day off or something, bro, take that fucking day off. Like, I remember the time I was talking to someone about how I feel, and then they said, take care of yourself. And to this day, that thing sticks with me, because I'm just like, bruh, I have to take care of myself. Like, if I'm unhappy, I have to take care of myself. If I'm upset about something, I have to take care of myself. Like, I don't even like to get motivational and shit like that. But y'all, take care of yourselves. You get what I'm saying? If you need to take the day off, take that fucking day off. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. Like, it's your fucking life, bro. You, like, you know what I'm saying? When I go to school, the thing also with the school isn't even fun. Like, if the school was fun, it would make me, like, wanna come. The school boring. That's the other thing that's, like, instead of focusing on me, why don't y'all make the school, like, an actual fun place to be? Then maybe, you know, I would actually want to be there. So, if y'all want to stay at home, stay the fuck at home, okay? Not even just for me. I used to do it in my previous school, too. But they didn't, I remember the teacher would, like, one of my teachers would come to me, like, as a joke. But it's, like, I would kind of laugh about it. But my previous school, like, it was a lot more kids. So, obviously, it's hard to, like, pay attention to stuff like that. But, yeah, they didn't really complain about it. This school, it's not, when I say they, I'm referring to Emily, bruh. This teacher's just so up in my business. It's actually getting a little bit concerning. Like, she's just so much on my case. It's like, why? Like, why are you doing this, bruh? Leave me the fuck alone. It's so annoying, bruh. She's just on my dick. And I don't even have one. But it's like, bruh, she's just so irritating. And it's like, do you have nothing to do with yourself? Nothing. That you, a grown-ass woman, is now following a child around. Like, bro, come on. But yeah, the absentee stand, I remember she sent a message to my mom. She was like, blah, 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 blah. If Demi wants to stay at home, we need a medical note or something, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, fuck off, bruh. If I don't want to come to school, I'm not gonna come. Like, the medical report is, fuck, bruh. Like, shit, bruh. I don't give a fuck. Like, this lady, it's like, even if y'all tell me you have to come to school every day, if I don't feel like coming, don't expect to see me. What the fuck? And it's like, the thing that's crazy to me, it's like, y'all just feel like you can kind of, like, control the life you're not living. The life you're not living. Y'all met me this year, and you think now, you know, you have to come to school every day. And it's like, who is this lady? I remember last week, I wrote a test on Tuesday and Thursday. So I went to school Monday, Tuesday. I stayed at home on Wednesday. And then I went on Thursday. And then I stayed at home on Friday. And then fucking Emily sends a message to my mom like, Debbie submitted a lot of her work this week. That's evidence that she should come to school more. And I was like, what the fuck? I came to school for 3 days during that whole week. That's usually the number of days I would come the previous, like, the other weeks. So it's like, what the fuck? Even this week, I think I'm only going to come because I went to school Monday, Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. I didn't go. And then I may go tomorrow. And then I may stay on Friday. So it's, again, just 3 days. Like, what the fuck? I'm so confused. Like, I think that's what I've been doing. Because I would go Monday and then stay on Tuesday and then go Wednesday and then stay on Thursday and then go Friday. 3 days. So I'm confused. Like, what does that even mean? I used to, like, what? But now that I even think about it, it's like, you see, this is why you shouldn't be so focused on other people. Because what is she saying? What the fuck? But, like, yeah. And then the second thing is, me coming to school or not coming to school has nothing to do with how I submit my work. It has to do with me, motherfucker. Like, I don't even like cussing, but I just cuss when I get irritated. And it's like, if I want to submit work at home, I'm going to submit it at home. If I want to submit work at school, I'm going to submit at school. So for her to now think, because I'm at school, that's the reason why I submit a lot. It's like, that's delusion. That's another level of delusion that I didn't even know humans had. That I think that shit should be checked out. Because how are you going to tell me the reason why I submitted more is because I came to school a lot? When I came to school, the same number of days I've come in previous weeks. Does that even make sense? And like, I just want to know from anybody if that makes sense. Secondly, I'm the one doing the submissions. I'm the one in full control of how much work I submit. Again, how are you going to say school is the reason? As if school, like, you get what I'm saying? If I go to school every day, I can still not submit. I can stay at home every day and still not submit. It has nothing to do with where I am. It just has to do with how I submit or not. So again, it's like, just shut up. But yeah, I've been recording for 27 minutes and I haven't even gone into a half of what I want to talk about. So let's move on to that, onto my phone. This is something that's gonna, I know that I'm gonna talk about this for a long time. You know, if it gets to 40 minutes and I'm still talking about this, I'm gonna push it to the next episode because it's gonna, trust me when I say this, is the phone is the one thing that I have a lot to talk about. The phone is the one thing I have a lot to talk about. So if, because right now it's 28 minutes and counting, right? So I feel like if it goes to 40 minutes, I'll just stop and talk about something else and then push the rest of the school stuff for the next episode. So anyways, moving on to my phone. Damn. My voice and shit. Oh my god. Okay. So the school, right? Okay, wait. Let's talk about this for a second. I already told y'all the school is online. So another thing I forgot to say is we take laptops to school. I don't even want to get into that part because, like, what the fuck? But it's online, so it's like, what else are we going to use? So, oh my god, I even forgot to say that, bro. The school's Wi-Fi. Holy fucking shit! This, bro, you see, this is why, like, whenever Emily complains about something, like, this is something that I can't even say, like with so much gone. Fuck! I stopped recording, so now the timer resets. I've been recording for 40 seconds. Shit, now I won't know. Okay, if it hits 10 minutes, yeah, then I'll just stop recording. But anyways, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so the thing is, the school is online, right? So we bring laptops. We are in week 5 this week. Right now it's week 5. For the past 4 weeks, the Wi-Fi has been shit. How does that even make sense? That, you see, like, that's what I'm seeing. Like, me staying at home is just like a bunch of reasons in one, which is why it's a thing, like, y'all worried about the wrong thing. Like, I remember the first day of school, not the first day, I think the second day of school. No, like the first official week of school, the Wi-Fi wasn't even working. And then the teacher was like saying that the next day we may have to all stay at home because I think no one got work done that day. And it's like, they were saying that it's best if we just stay at home so you can obviously work at home. But then the next day it was like, no, you guys can come to school, blah, 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 blah. So the Wi-Fi was so fucking bad. And my thing is, it's an online school. out of all the places I expect Wi-Fi to be good, it's a fucking online school, bro. Like, what? Sorry, I keep hitting my whiteboard. But, like, honestly, how is an online school's Wi-Fi gonna be shit? Like, that, yo, bro, what? Like, I still don't even know. I mean, today, as of today, it's, like, a little bit better. But, like, I expect fast-paced Wi-Fi, bro. If there's any place I expect fast-paced Wi-Fi, it's school. I remember there's a day I was writing, I was doing a quiz online, right? And with the quizzes, you can only, like, you only have one attempt. So once you open the quiz, you can't open a quiz and then get out and then go back in, obviously, you know, because these quizzes count for marks, right? You know, that could literally be cheating. And also the quizzes are timed, so you can't go out and come back in. So once you open the link, you can't get out, you know, you have to stay in. Bit. I'm doing my quiz. I click next page. The Wi-Fi disconnects. I'm like, shit. The way I, like, literally froze. Because, and then I wanted to click the refresh button. And it's like, resubmit this form, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, bro, I could deadass lose my quiz. Like, I was thinking to myself, if I click refresh and this quiz fucking closes, bro, I swear to God. Like, I was sitting there at my desk, like, like, bro, I was literally, like, panicking, like, bro, you see, like, I can say what I want about the school, but at the end of the day, believe it or not, I care about my marks, you know. In case you didn't know, I'm in grade 11, and grade 11, these are the years, the marks you get in grade 11 are the marks you use to apply for universities. So, it's like, bitch, I'm serious, you know, like, as much as I hate y'all teachers, like, when it comes to my schoolwork, it's like, this is why it's like, I say, like, if I want to stay at home because it works for me, I'm gonna stay the fuck at home because this is my school life. Like, you get what I'm saying? So I'm literally thinking to myself, bro, if I click refresh, this quiz could be gone. And mind you, I'm not done submitting it. Like, I only did, like, the first page. And I was like, holy shit, bro. Like, I'm literally, like, panicking. Like, what am I gonna do? And then I... So because I hadn't officially closed the quiz, like... Because I haven't officially, like, before you fully submit the quiz, there'll be, like, a confirmation button. Like, are you really done? Like, are you really about to submit everything? So I logged in on my phone. And because I hadn't submitted it, I was able to complete it on my phone. I didn't want to take the risk of refreshing it because I could have just lost the fucking quiz. So it was technically, like, I didn't close the quiz, but I didn't, like... Like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but yeah. That day, bro, like, the school's Wi-Fi is so bad, and it's so annoying. There was a day I didn't work for the whole day. I didn't work for the whole day, and I was so irritated, because I'm like, bro, what? And then fucking Emily over here is like, oh, no, she has to come to school. And it's like, get your Wi-Fi straight, and then maybe I'll consider coming. Like, the Wi-Fi was, bro, I mean, as of today, it's not as bad, but it could still be better. And also, like I said, it is an online school, so, like, girls' Wi-Fi should be top fucking notch. So, yeah. I don't even know why I jumped into the Wi-Fi. I wanted to talk about the phones. Oh, my God. The phone, bro. I have so much to say about the phone. Okay, now I have to push the phone to the next episode. There's no way. Like, the amount of stories I have to say about that phone, bro. When I said I was arguing with the principal, it was about the phone. I was arguing with Emily about the phone. She had sent a voice note to my mom saying her and I, there was a little incident with Debbie and I about the phone. I don't know, she falsely accused me of using my phone in the bathroom. There's just, like, so much to say. There was a day she took my phone. Like, took my phone. There was a day she wanted to take my phone. That was the incident that she was referring to, and I basically didn't give it to her because, like, it's just a lot. Like, a lot of different stories. So I think I'll push it to the next episode. Y'all stay tuned. Yeah, because there's just a lot to say, but y'all don't even have a clue. That's just too much. I don't want this whole episode to just be, like, school-related. So I will make sure that I talk about it in the next episode. Hopefully, I'll talk about it in the beginning. So stay tuned for that. But let's talk about something. I'll still, because I said, like, I want to keep the first 10 minutes to be, the remaining 10 minutes of this to be me talking about the school. So we will also talk about the school, just not the phone situation. So basically, phones aren't allowed. That's why there's a lot of stories about the phone. But yeah, just wait for the next episode, y'all. I promise y'all, motherfuckers. So you see, now that means next week an episode's guaranteed, because I have shit to talk about. I haven't gotten into half of what I want to talk about, and like, this episode's already long. So let's talk about the dress code. So the school's dress code is nothing crazy. You know, every school, like I said, with the rules, have their own rules, have their own dress code. I don't really have an issue with the dress code, to be honest. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. But my issue, right? So I've done my hair, and it's braids with curls at the end. First time doing it. When I first did, I hated it, but I literally hated it. But then as time went on, I kind of fucked with it. So, like, yeah, you know, we fucking with it. I literally wanted to undo it that same day. But, yeah. So, with the dress code, right? So, I did it on Saturday, right? And then Monday was the first day of school, right? With my new hair. So, Monday, you know, it's still... I mean, the thing also with my hairstyle list is that their hands are so fucking... I don't know what the right word is. They're so gentle. You know what Drake said? Ladies with gentle hands, bruh. Like, ladies, I don't know who, like, I don't know how they do it, but when they do my hair, it literally does not hurt. I remember my previous hairstyle, I did goddess braids, right? And I literally, the day that I, you know, usually when you do your hair and you're done, it's like your hair, bro, it hurts. You have to still wait for the hairstyle to marinate. You can't really style it, blah, blah, blah. When she was done, I could literally do any style I wanted. Like, while she was even braiding my hair, it didn't even feel like she was braiding my hair. Like, it was, bro, I don't know. Like, I just love it so much. Like, the hairstyle, it doesn't hurt that much. Like, it doesn't, the goddess one didn't hurt at all. But with this one, it kind of hurts. It doesn't hurt, but it's like, it hasn't really marinated yet. But anyways, on Monday, right, I just did a low bun. I just tied my hair back with, like, a side swoop. So I just tied everything back. Right, so Tuesday, yesterday... So this hairstyle, I've been trying to think, like, how am I gonna explain this hairstyle? Because I found it off Pinterest. Not really just Pinterest. I found it off, I kind of knew about it, but I saw it on Pinterest and I was like, oh my God, I need to. Oh, also, let me do a little Pinterest plug. If I could plug any of my socials, it would be Pinterest. Because I have made my Pinterest, I don't know what to say, like, public. I've been taking it more seriously now. I have some posts on there too, like 5, if y'all want to check it out. So my Pinterest is Big Baller Debbie. I honestly suggest y'all check it out because it's cool as fuck. You know, I'm a girl, so I don't know if guys would want to check it out. But yeah, so I have a board. Oh yeah, it's Big Baller Debbie. I already said that. So I have a board called Hair Lol. If you want to go check it out, you can go check it out. So maybe the hairstyle can, like, kind of make more sense. So the hairstyle that I did is in my Pinterest board, right? And it's basically, I'm going to try and explain. It's basically a half up, half down, right? But the down part, I didn't tie it. And I tied the top part. And yeah, right? And then I did, like, a front swoop. Hopefully that makes sense. The hairstyle is, like, saved in my Pinterest board, if it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, this was my first time, you know, usually when I go to school, not even just with school, like, when I do braids, I don't really, like, do ponytails or, like, I don't really style them, like, you know, I don't really do much with them. So, I was actually gonna do it on Monday, but I didn't have the confidence, because, like I said, I don't really do these type of hairstyles. I didn't really have the confidence to do it. So, then I did it on Tuesday. Right, and it was so nice. I got so many compliments. But now I'm just chilling. The receptionist calls me, and she basically said that one of my teachers complained about my hair. And like I was saying earlier, I'm like, so I asked her who, and she's like laughing about it, like, nah, there's no need for that. And I was like, no, there's a fucking need. Because you see, the thing with me, right? Why can't you just say it's my face? Like, the thing with me is, like, it's not even a thing of, like, I want to know who did it. It's just, like, all the teachers have been nice to me. Like, they've been all smiling, you know, they've been, like, you know, they don't really, like, they just seem friendly as fuck, you know? So, for them to now go to the receptionist and be like, yeah, I know, her hairstyle, tell us to take that shit out. It's like, I know, obviously, you didn't say it like that, but I just need to know. Because
to me, it's just snake behavior. It's given snake behavior because y'all laughing in my face, like blah, 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 blah. But I just feel like y'all can just tell me like, yo, your hairstyle's not allowed. And it's like, okay, you know. But instead, y'all goes to reception. Like, that's just weird as fuck. Like, now the receptionist is calling me to her office. And I told her to her face, like, what? And she was like, no, point, what are you saying? Like, she was saying, like, she understands my point. Like, she's gonna tell them or something. I don't give a fuck, bro. But I don't care. Like, I'm just confused. Like, I don't see the need to go all the way to the reception and just tell me to my face, like, yeah, your hairstyle is not allowed. And also, so I know, like, I don't want to be smiling to a teacher, but behind my back, she's running to the receptionist yapping about me, like, what? And basically, they were like, no, your hairstyle, you know, I don't give a fuck, bro. I was so, like, irritated because this school's already doing too much, and I was like, y'all complain about my hair now? Really? Like, girls do this hairstyle, like, not even just this hairstyle, girls do hairstyle, bro. I don't even know what to say, bro. Fuck that school. And then the other thing is, I have a bracelet that was given to me by my mom. This bracelet my mom has had since she was a child. And I've worn this bracelet since the first day of school. And the first day of school was January the 17th. And I know that because I took pictures on the first day and I had the bracelet on. I've worn this bracelet every single day. Not even just on the first day of school. Like, before the first day of school, I wear it at home. I was at school. I remember my mom even made a joke, like, saying, so the bracelet never comes off now. And it's like, yeah, that's it. Like, what the hell? Like, the bracelet's been on my hand. Like, when I get home, it doesn't come off. So then she was also saying, we have complaints about the bracelet. And again, I'm like, who the fuck is complaining about me, bro? Like, y'all, I don't want to say obs, but it's like, y'all just snakes. Like, it's not a big deal, but I would just prefer whoever's talking about me to just say it to my face. Like, first of all, you're saving everybody's time. Second of all, I know, okay, so this person clearly has a problem with my bracelet, my this or that. So, and the thing that's crazy to me, it's, I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. But yeah, when she was complaining about that, I was just like, yeah, no, this is just too much. Like, this is just, because, like, I haven't really gotten into how the school is, so y'all may be like, oh, you're just exaggerating. But, like, nah, y'all are just doing too much, and I was getting irritated. Like, y'all really just doing too much. Like, bro, what? Like, my hair? I've never, ever, ever in my whole school life had anyone complain about my hair or the fucking bracelet. And the thing that's with me that I feel like is, the thing that gets me is the fact that if I was still in my old school, no one would say anything. So now it's the thing, like, I come to this new school, and now y'all want to start talking crazy. And not even just my old school, but, like, any school in general, because we pass by other schools, and I see the hairstyles that girls do. And it's just, like, the thing that annoys me the most is y'all are an online school, for fuck's sake. This is not a, like, bro, y'all trying to follow normal school procedures as if y'all are a normal school. This is an online school, for fuck's sake. Like, I expected flexibility, you get what I'm saying? I expected the school to be more lenient about stuff like that, because it's not even like a proper school, you get what I'm saying? So for now, for y'all to now be yelling, not like complaining about anything and everything, it's like, just shut up, bro. Like, y'all do too much, bro. Y'all do too damn much. But yeah, it's been 15 minutes now, so I'm looking at a little headache. So I think I'm done talking about the school, because yeah, we've been talking about it for a hot minute. There's still a lot that I have to say about it, but yeah, like I said earlier, I don't want the whole episode to just be me talking about the school, because I don't know what we think about that. Okay, I want to see something that's more fun for me to talk about, so that I actually want to talk about it. I want to talk about everything, but it's like something that doesn't make me start yelling like my school does. Because I don't know if you can tell, my voice is in pain. Okay, let's talk about things that I need to talk about ASAP. Like with the Drake thing, you get what I'm saying? Like, if I were to push the Drake topic till next week, it'll be like, why are you still talking about it? So let me talk about things that it's like I need to talk about before, you know, it kind of dies off. So let's talk about AFCON, motherfuckers. So I do have some South African listeners, right? So in case y'all don't know AFCON, okay. So AFCON is in Africa. You know how the World Cup was like a World Cup tournament? AFCON is an Africa tournament. Yeah, that's the description we're going with. So it's basically a tournament for a soccer tournament. I forgot to say a soccer tournament for the Africa Cup of Nations, AFCON. AFCON, AFCON is what you call it, the Africa Cup of Nations. So, you know, a lot of South African countries were playing for the cup. So as of today, the last match was on Sunday. The finals were on Sunday. So the results have been out. We already know who won the cup. I already know who won the cup. But like I said, a lot of y'all viewers are American. So you probably didn't even know about it. So you can always look it up. If you follow my spam, you would have known that because I posted about it. So basically, the reason why I want to talk about it is, so in case y'all boys didn't know, I'm in South Africa. But I am Nigerian because both of my parents are Nigerian. I was born and raised in South Africa, but both my parents are Nigerian, so I'm Nigerian. So, in the AFCON tournament, was it one of the semi-final matches? Because, you know, like, there were two semi-final matches, and the winners obviously would face each other, right? It was Nigeria versus South Africa, motherfuckers. It was, like, literally... That was when I started watching the tournament because it was like my two countries against each other. And there was a little bit of controversy because my mom was saying, like, the South Africans were saying that if Nigeria wins, we shouldn't celebrate because they're going to beat us or something like that. It was so weird. There was like a post that they sent them saying that they shouldn't celebrate. And it was so weird. It was like, what? But yeah, basically, I even forgot who won. No, I actually remember. I don't know the team's name, though. Wait, hold up. Trying to find the video. Okay, so Nigeria had beat South Africa, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we are Nigerians. My mother is Nigerian, my mom's side of the family is Nigerian. So I'm tired as fuck, bro. So when they won, right, my uncle, you know, he's in Nigeria as we speak, he had sent a video to my mom, and she had sent that video to me of them just basically celebrating. And I want to play the video. Obviously, I can't. Y'all, it's an audio, so you can't watch the video. But I want to play it. And you can kind of hear them. It's just like a bunch of guys at the bar. Nigerians. It's in Nigeria. The video is of Nigerians kind of celebrating their win. So, okay, hold up. I know y'all probably just going to be like, what the fuck are we listening to? Okay, y'all probably like, what the fuck is going on? But I don't know, like, when I watch the video, I keep watching it over and over because they're so happy, bruh. It's so cute. Like, I watched it so many times. My uncle's in the video. Like, they're so happy. They're so celebrating. I keep thinking to myself, like, I wish I was there to watch their reactions. So, basically, the actual match, South Africa and Nigeria ended up tying. Was that the word? Tying? Drawing? They ended up... tying, what it was, they ended up going to penalties. And you know, I like what I'm trying to say is, I wish I was there to watch their reactions. Like, I bet they were screaming and shit like that. Like, oh my god, I don't know, it was just cute to me when I watched the video. Like, that's so nice. So then they went to the finals against, I forgot the team's name, Ivory something, Nigeria, Ivory Coast. Yeah, so they went to the finals and they fucking lost. What the hell? If you follow my spams, you would have seen when Nigeria beat South Africa, bro, I was making fun of every South African I knew. Like, literally, I was posting on my spam. Any South African that was texting me that day, I just, like, bombarded them with Nigerian flags. Like, I was so happy. And then they lost the fucking finals. Like, a bunch of losers. I don't even know what to say. But, yeah. Like, The one guy on the Nigerian team, though, he's fun as fuck. I think his name is William Chode something, but that guy is fine as fuck. His name is William Trotz Ekon. Bro, I don't know how the hell you say this guy's name, but he is so fine, bro. He is fine as fuck. What the hell? He gained so many followers after the match. He scored the goal. He scored the goal. So that Nigeria lost to Ivory Coast 2-1, and then William scored the goal. He scored that one goal. His team is a bunch of fucking losers. Bro, this nigga, bro, I'm sorry, I don't like saying the N-word. But oh my god, this guy is gaining followers by the day, bro. He fun as hell. He's the captain. Ooh, he's so cute. Bro, oh my god, wow, I'm going through his highlights right now. I don't know, something about guys with like tattoos just does it for me. With hand tattoos, it just does it for me. Oh my god, wow, 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 he's fine, eh? He's fine as hell. He's fine, sorry. But yeah, I don't follow him. I'm not gonna follow him, but he's fine. He's gaining followers like nothing, bro. He's gaining like shit. But I don't even know why he's like. I remember when I first found out, I was so disappointed. I didn't watch the match because like I don't really care. But just a bunch of fucking losers, bro. Fuck, like it actually pissed me off. Like, but yeah, I don't really have much to say about that. My voice is dying by the second. Oh my god. Oh, oh. But yeah, talking about dying. Okay, wait, no, what? That's a horrible transition. Okay, what? Okay, okay. Austin McBroom. Like, I just needed a moment of silence because, like, what is going on with him? So, in case y'all hoes don't know, the Ace family, Austin, Catherine, L. And I don't know the other kids' name shit. I haven't watched those people in like what 71 years, bro. They fell off. So Austin and Catherine had a divorce like a long time ago, bro. But it's not even that, the divorce. It's the memes about Austin. That's the reason why I want to talk about him. Austin is losing his mind, bro. Ever since this divorce thing, Austin, but it's like it's Catherine, you know, he fucking fumble Catherine. But like throughout their whole marriage, people have been saying that Austin has cheats on her, blah blah blah. So like W Catherine for leaving. I don't know if it's true or not. But like, bro, the memes about Austin, if y'all haven't seen it, then like you living under a rock. There's the one who's like, I can do backflips, I can do cartwheels. That's literally how he's talking, bro. Whenever I go on TikTok, the memes are just there. And it's like, bro, Austin, I don't know. Like, I really don't know what happened to that guy. He's losing his mind. Like, I remember, I think he made a song with DDG about Catherine. And then I also see he's living in a van. And then suddenly he's not living in a van. And then, like, every time I see him, it's just something new. And it's like, what is actually going on with this guy, bro? Like, what? It's just so confusing. Bro, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say, bro. I don't even know what to say, what to think. But yeah, y'all need to check on Austin. Y'all need to check on that man. He's losing his fucking mind. But anyways, talking about Austin, who I guess you can call him a famous person. Talking about famous people, let's talk about rappers. More specifically, rappers wearing expensive watches. Now, I don't even know how I came up with this. It was so random. Like, it was literally so random. But, like, y'all know how rappers, bro, they can wear, like, $1 million watch. Like, $500,000 watch. All these expensive watches. And, you know, these little things are, you know, it's like a rapper. Like, of course, they're wearing, like, an expensive watch. But a watch is a watch, bro. You can buy a watch for the cost of, like, an Apple. And there's, my point is, a watch is a watch. It doesn't matter the price. Like, because the thing is, I actually just thought about it. y'all rappers and famous people who spend so much money on a watch, are we dumb? Like, are you that rich that you just spending millions on a fucking watch? A watch's whole purpose is to tell the time. And I know the watches are expensive because you have diamonds and whatnot, but it's like, a watch is to tell the time. And let's be real, y'all not wearing those watches for the time. Bro, we are in 2024. If you want to check the time, you're probably going to check your phone. You know, you can probably fucking check, I don't know, a microwave. You can check your car. You know, cars have the time. You can ask a friend who has their phone on them if you don't want to use your phone. You can look for a clock. You can, like, there's so many places. You can look on your laptop, look on your TV. There's so many places that you can look to see the time. And we know damn well you're probably going to use your phone anyways. Why are we spending millions on a watch? Like, when I don't even know how I even thought about it, but it was just something that I just thought about, like, what's the point? A watch is a watch, regardless of how expensive it is. So, like, that's just money just going down the drain, and for what? Like, it's just a fucking watch, bro. It's like, it's just a watch. You get what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't, even if I was rich as fuck, I don't see myself spending like millions on a watch just because I'm rich. Like, what? Come on now. Come on now. Really? Chelsea, come on now. If y'all don't know the meme, then you should know it. But yeah, it's just like, it's weird. But it's 2:15 right now, which means that school is over. Thank God I even got up from bed. Like, I literally woke up. Bro, oh my God, I forgot to tell y'all. I kind of snuck staying at home, if that makes sense. I was preparing for school, and then I told my driver I wasn't going to school, and then I was hiding until my mom left, and then I came back into the house. And I think I successfully did it because my mom didn't text me, because, like I said, phones aren't allowed. My mom was like, she's not gonna text me during school hours, so if they do catch me on my phone, then it's like, who am I texting? So because the thing is, I was kind of scared, because I was like, what if the teacher messages my mom? Because, like I said, Emily, bro, she's on my dick, bro. She talks to my mom like they buddies, bro. She could miss my mom, like, yo, Debbie wasn't at school today, or something like that. Oh my God, I thought I heard the door open. I was like, oh my fucking God. What was I gonna say now? Something that my mom does when I say I don't want to go to school, she likes to message Emily, like, yeah, she's not coming to school today. And it's so annoying, because it's like, you don't have to tell her I'm not coming to school. She's gonna see that I'm not at school, bro. Like, it's so annoying how, like, I just don't like it. I really don't like it. Fuck my voice. So, what was I even talking about? I forgot. Shit. Oh my God, I actually forgot what I was talking about. What the fuck? Sorry, I actually forgot. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I actually forgot what I was talking about. So I guess I won't. I know I was talking about my phone, but what was I talking about before that? I'm so sorry. I actually forgot. So whatever. Hopefully it wasn't that important or entertaining enough, because I can't finish it, because I actually have zero clue what I was talking about. So, I guess moving on. What the hell? I don't even know. I need to take a shit. That was a little bit TMI, sorry. But let's talk about something that I fucking hate. Right. Listen, I am a female. Okay? If, in case that wasn't obvious, I'm a female. I want to go on a walk today. Sorry, that's a bit random. I'm saying that now because it's 2:00 now and I want to go on a walk before my brother comes back. So, yeah, that's fun. What was I saying? Oh my God. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a female, right? Now, I feel like if there's any females listening to this, y'all know for a fact, getting ready is not something that is an easy task. You know, when my hair is done, I can get ready quicker, but I'm still going to take quite some time to get ready. If my hair is not done, especially, I'm going to take a long ass time to get ready. Like, I'm going to take a long time to get ready. But as of now, my hair is done, so we're not going to use that example. But, like, just in general, girls are going to take long to get ready. why the fuck are we trying to make last minute plans with me? Like, I don't know if it's just me, but me personally, I see someone trying to make last minute plans with me as disrespectful. Imagine someone just randomly hits you up like, yo, what are you doing tonight? Yo, you want to come out later this day? Blah, 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 blah. Who in the fuck do you think you are? Like, that's just me personally. And I want to, like, emphasize, like, this is just my personal opinion. I personally find last minute plans to be disrespectful. Because they aren't, they basically saying, like, I think you just free whenever. Like, I think if today's convenient for me to go out and I want to go out with you, I'm going to text you and I expect you to come out. Like, the thing with me is, even if I'm not busy, if you hit me up on the day you want me to come out, I'm not coming out. Because who the fuck do you think you are? Unless you're like my best friend or something, or someone, or we locked in, like, you know, we locked in. Who do you think you are? Like, I just actually want to know. Because I think it was like last week, a guy hit me up and he's like, oh, what are you doing? Wait, I even have the message, I think. I didn't even respond. I just said, you're done. Y'all know that meme of Kai when he was like, oh, you're done. Yeah, it was like, what are you doing tonight? You up at like 4:50 in the afternoon. And I was like, man, with the T emoji. And I was like, you're done. You're done. And I didn't even say that because of him. It was the fact that he left me on delivered. And then he just randomly hits me up. And I was like, I mean, technically, him and I were talking like back to back, like consistently. And then I left him on delivered for 2 days. And then since then, he's been leaving me undelivered. So, I mean, I kind of started it, but it's like, what the fuck? Okay, I only did it once, like, you're doing too much now. But anyways, I remember I was like, you're done. And he responded, and I didn't respond to his message. And then he texted me again today, like, no, it was yesterday. And he was like, I was just trying to ask you if you wanted to go out. And then I responded today, like, yeah, no shit. And then he's asking me if we want to go out, he's a friend. He's not a guy I'm talking to. He's a friend. If we want to go out this Saturday, he was to this spot. Let me read this dumbass message, bro. He was saying, what is he saying, bro? It's still all week for the freshmen at Tugs. In case you don't know, Tugs is like a university. And he's like, so it's going to be lit. I don't know who even still uses the word lit in 2024. But yeah, he's basically saying, it's like, bitch, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know, bro. I haven't responded to his message yet. I'm just like, yeah. But my point is, I'm trying to make is, guys, listen. I personally find last minute plans to be disrespectful. So I'm not gonna ask anyone to go out on a last minute plan. So I don't expect anyone to do the same for me. If anyone listening to this doesn't have a problem with it, then that's on you. You know, we all different. But me personally, I hate it. I hate us, like, so much. Because I find this to be disrespectful. Disrespectful. Because if it's, like, a one-time thing, then it's, like, okay, I get it. Like, other times, if we go out, we plan ahead. And then on this random day, you ask me, like, yo, what are we doing? I get it. But if you trying to, like, bro, hell no. No, I hate it so much. Like, I find that shit. And the thing that I hate is not even that. It's, like, if you ask me on a last minute plan, the answer is just no, automatically. Even if I'm free, even if I'm bored, even if I want to go, it's just like, by default, I'm not going out. Because what are you doing, bro? Who do you think you are? Like, I just hate it. I literally fucking hate it, bro. Literally hate it. And that Saturday that he texted me, I had nothing going on. But it's like, I'm not about to come and see you now, because what are you doing? Like, what? It's just, I don't know. It's not even just him. I just don't like last minute plans. But yeah, on the note of things that I hate when people say lol. Like, I just hate it. Like, when you just say, like, lol, if you send a message and there's, like, lol in your message, or you just send lol, like, I hate lol. I just hate the word lol in general. Because, no, when you say lol, lol used to be something that you say when you're laughing. But it's like, now when people say lol, it's like, we know damn well you're not fucking laughing, bro. So when you say lol, when I say lol to someone, it's my way of saying, like, if someone says something, I'll be like, lol, okay. And if I say lol, okay, I'm irritated. And I'm just like, okay, like, you know. So when someone says lol, it's not even because I think they're irritated. It's just like, we know damn well, like, nothing's funny about this. Like, I just hate lol. Like, I don't know. Like, I just hate it. Excuse me. I could have cut that out, but I didn't. Because I'm a fucking rebel. Sorry. But on the case of, like, me talking about shit I hate, We don't want like another pet peeves episode, because I have a lot of things that I hate. I have a lot of things that I hate, y'all. So I don't know if y'all want like another pet peeves episode or not. I don't know. But it's getting hot as fuck, bro. It's 2:24 right now. I've been talking nonstop for I don't know how many minutes. My voice is starting to hurt. I'm like getting tired as fuck. In the beginning of the episode, I'm always so hyped up. But like towards the end, it's like, nah. Like, I don't know if you can even tell the difference in my voice, but just know there is somewhat of a difference. So I still have a shit ton of things to talk about, but like I don't like when my episodes get too long. So I'm trying to think. Like I was saying earlier, I want to talk about things that I should talk about before the trend kind of dies. Like, for example, the Drake's leak thing. Like, it's pretty old right now. Like, I know it's recent, but at the same time, it's like, this shit happened, like, last week. So it's kind of old. It's kind of, like, you know, still a thing, but it's, like, kind of old at the same time. So I'm trying to think if there's anything I want to talk about before, you know. There's the Grammys, but, like... Okay, let me take a shit. Maybe that's the reason why I'm so antsy. I don't even use that word, antsy. Okay, so it is 2:43 right now. It's actually raining. I stopped recording. Oh, I'm so far away from the mic. Hold on. I stopped recording because I wanted to check how long I've been recording for. It's fucking raining, so that's lovely. What was I gonna say? So, hold up, so, bro, I need to actually stop opening my phone when I'm recording. So, I want to record the outro, right? Because I've been recording for an hour plus. And in case you don't know, when I reach the 1 hour mark, that's the limit. I always tell myself, like, at least 1 hour. So, now that I've been talking for at least an hour, it's like, okay. You know, if I feel like I'm about to die and I should stop, then I think I've done enough. But before I close off, I want to talk about one more thing. So on Monday, I went to go see my doctor. We had an appointment. So when I see my doctor, I'm talking about my psychologist. And so my mom picked me up from school, right? Because obviously, you know, it was the appointment was at 4 p.m. and I closed school at 2 p.m. So she picked me up. And we went to, so next to the school, there's this there's this food place, right? It's called, I was literally about to say the school, but then I realized if I say, no, wait, what the hell? I wasn't going to say the school, what? Okay, so. I'm trying to think because. The school is next to the burger place. So now I'm thinking if I... Okay, no, there's lots of... Okay, wait, no, let me Google. Because I'm thinking if I say the burger place, right? And y'all look it up. You could fucking come to my school. So I want to Google it to see if there's lots of... Okay, there's different... Okay, yeah, I bet. So there's different... There's more than one place. So even if I say that... So for example, if I said McDonald's, there's a lot of McDonald's, right? Because I was scared. Because if the... Yeah. Because I've never heard of this place before. That's the thing. So I was scared. Like, if I said the name and you looked it up and there's only, like, one location, you know, then that's... Okay, whatever. So the place is called... Wait, let me Google it. It's called Burger Box Roadhouse. Right? Burger Box Roadhouse. And it's next to my school, right? And I remember when we first came to school and we saw the space, we were thinking like, yo, people probably come here after school, whatnot, whatnot. And then, beds. So now we go there, bruh. And I love pizza. So obviously I get pizza. The fucking pizza. And I want to say it's because I want to rate the place. The pizza literally tasted, like not tasted, it was hard as a fucking cardboard. That was the first thing. Like when I bit into it, I literally, my first thought was like a cardboard. Like, literally a cardboard. And then on top of that, I ordered, like, a rib pizza. No, I think a steak one of the two. And it literally, like, I had to add salt. I had to add pepper. I had to add tomato sauce. I added every single seasoning thing that I could find on the table. I added everything. Who the fuck adds salt to a pizza? How is a pizza that bad to the point where you're adding salt? I literally added salt, pepper, mustard, ketchup, all the, even chili sauce at one point. Like, every single thing that I could find on the table, and I added it. And even with then, it wasn't really that good, but it was a lot better. And I'm saying this because it's like, bro. But also, their chips slap. My mom ordered, like, this book. It was a box, and it had chicken and chips. And that shit, the chips slapped. Yo, that shit slapped. But the way they cut their chips isn't, like, normal chips. It literally, it was like, you know, Lay's, like the chips Lay's, they literally cut the chips. Like, that's the shape of how the chips were. The chips were like that shape, like half a circle shape. So, but the chips slapped though. But the pizza, I rated like a 4 out of 10. No, maybe like, not like a 4 out of 10. Like, I had to add my own seasoning. I've never once in my life added salt to a fucking pizza. I think I've added like tomato sauce before, at least like once. But like salt, bro. You know your pizza's bad when you're adding salt and pepper. Like, that's just down bad. But yeah, I added that because I had to save it. And even after that, I still wasn't too satisfied. So I just wanted to rate it a 4. In case you ever find yourself, like, in a situation, like, where you want to get food from there. So I just wanted to rate their food place. Honestly, just because it was the first time I went there and I just was disappointed. I love pizza, and for me to hate it says a lot. It really says a lot. So, yeah. I'm going to wrap up the episode. I want to see if there's anything that I can talk about that's not going to take too long. But if there's nothing, then this episode's coming to a fucking end. Let me see what we got here. Yeah. The rest of the things, we'll just push it to the next episode. So, with that said, y'all, stay tuned for whatever, like, anything and everything I was gonna say in this episode, next episode, and more. Take my advice, live a better life. But yeah, y'all, that's it for today's episode. I hope y'all liked it. If you didn't, then shit, I mean, you're listening to the outro, so you must have liked something, motherfucker. But yeah, that's it for this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed. Next episode, I'll talk about the rest of the stuff on my list, and hopefully there's more things to talk about. Hopefully it will be next week. Check on Wednesday or Friday. I'll try and record on either Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, and I'll try and get the episode out either today or tomorrow up. So hopefully, like, next week, if not Wednesday, then Friday, one of the two. Just check, or just check at the end of next week. New episodes, I'm trying to post every week because, yeah, I've been inconsistent as fuck, and I have a lot to talk about. So, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. If you did, rate it 5 stars. Rate the podcast 5 stars. Follow the gram. Follow the socials. Follow everything. Y'all, boys. Okay. Instagram. My main account right now is... I undeactivated it. I know usually when I talk about my main account, it's usually deactivated. So, right now, it's activated. Follow the main. It's debb.aje. I don't post, but you can follow it if you want. You can message me, DM me, podcast stuff. I'm not gonna reply. I mean, I don't know, it depends what you say. But if you have anything you want me to talk about, any advice you want me to give, you can just message me on any one of my socials. Follow the snap. It's SUCCMY. Wait, it's suck my D. So I know it's weird, shut up. So it's SUCCMY.D. I'm trying to make this quick because it's an outro. Follow the Pinterest, I already said so. Check my YouTube. I have 4 videos out right now. All of them are about when I was in my psychiatric clinic. So you can go check those out. I'm pretty fucking funny. But check those out. The YouTube is Big Stepper Debbie. No spaces in between. BIGSTEPPERDEBBY. Big Stepper Debbie. Follow the Pinterest. Follow the gram. Follow the... Just follow everything, okay? Fuck! I'm out, y'all. Hope you enjoyed. Like I said earlier, take those days off, take those breaks. It's raining, so I'm trying to speak up. Stay happy, y'all motherfuckers, okay? See y'all hoes next week. And with that, I'm out. Peace and love.